We're joined by head coach Travis Mullenix, Trenton Lady Bulldog golf team, making our way here through week two, getting ready for a big game coming up at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock for Coach Hickson and the football boys are going to take on the Lathrop Mules on KTTN and KGOZ tonight. Season underway for the golf team, and just like the tennis team, we talked about this earlier this morning with Coach Ock. Kind of a nice weekend. I'm sure they might get out to Riverside a little bit over Labor Day weekend, but once you get back into the swing of things next week, Coach, you get busy, and you get busy fast with back-to-back days.
Yep, we've had a nice little start to the week, you know, nothing too bad. We had matches on Tuesday and then a quad yesterday, we'll have Labor Day off on Monday, and we'll have practice today, and Tuesday we'll be ready to hit back at it down there at the Lawson Tournament and the Gallatin Quad next week.
What, just overall, you had Brookfield and Marceline here on Tuesday, and you went to Chillicothe yesterday. I know it's just kind of a broad question, but in an overall sense, how are the girls playing?
Yeah, we, like I said, we had Brookfield come to town, and then Marceline was there with them. I thought we could have played a little bit better on Tuesday. Brookfield beat us by four strokes as a team. They had a 239, and we shot a 243. So, we talked to the girls afterwards, and that's only four strokes, and each one of them could easily have probably made that up on at least four or five holes. So, those little things, you know, it was their first match for three of the girls. And I was real happy, with their performance. Reese didn't have a great day, but, you know, it's just one of those things where we know she's a better golfer than that, and she proved it on Thursday and got it turned around.
And, yeah, the thing with golf, we talk about this all the time, you can have a generally good day on maybe six of the nine holes, and if you have just a couple of bad shots, it can turn an okay day into just one of those days that you just want to try it again the next day.
Sure, it happens quick. Like I say, it's one of those things, you know, you can't let one bad hole turn into two, or, you know, one bad shot turn into two or three. You got to have, the mindset of it's in the past, and I'm the only thing that I'm focused on now is the next shot. So, but they're learning, you know, like I said, we've got three girls, it's their first time out, and they're learning very fast, and I'm proud of what they've been able to do so far. We had a really good day yesterday down at Chillicothe and picked up our first two wins, and so we're excited about next week and getting back at it.
If you just look at, I'm looking at the scores overall from yesterday, let's start with Reese. I would say that Reese going down to Chillicothe and shooting a 50 is a pretty good day for her.
It absolutely was, yeah. She got things rolling and had some really good holes, a really good round overall. She had maybe one bad hole all day that kind of, you know, snuck up on her. It was par 5, number 3. And she got in some trouble over there on the right side, but was able to bounce back and turn in a really nice 50, especially after, you know, Tuesday. She needed that, and she's a good golfer. She knows it, and I was glad to see her do that.
Yeah, she had a rough time of things on the third hole, but other than that, she was pretty solid throughout the nine-hole event yesterday.
Yeah, she was. She was. I think she had a couple pars and two bogeys, so that's really going to help your score in the long run. And looks like we're going to be hosting districts down there at Chillicothe. She's played that course a lot. So, if we can get her down there a few more times, and everybody else, of course, included, we just need to get as many practice rounds as we can get down there at Chillicothe. So it's nice to see her shoot well down there. The other girls as well, you know, mm-hmm. Eliana, she's a senior. She shot a 60. And really had a nice nine-hole score in there. Each one of them, I think she only picked up one time. And Kinsley Otto is a freshman, is doing real well. And Shaughnessy and Morgan, you know, they're coming along. Like I said today at the assembly, you know, a couple of them didn't even know what a golf swing was, you know, maybe 3 months ago. And so they've had a lot to learn in a short amount of time. And I'm really, really proud of them.
I know, you know, Chillicothe had 210, you guys had 238. That's 28 strokes, so that's not just a stroke here or there. But the difference is, you know, Montgomery shoots 44, medalist for Chillicothe, really good score, which is six better than Reese's. And the rest of Chillicothe was in the 50s, and your scores were in the lower to middle 60s. So if you, and this is something that's doable, if you have Reese, if you you know, if you have her in the 40s and you have everybody else in the middle to upper 50s, you know, that's something that you can look at and say, we got work to do, but that's something to say, we might be able to get to that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they, like I say, they're young, they're a little inexperienced. Well, two of them are playing for the first time. Kinsley's played, growing up, so she's got a little bit of experience, but she's also just a freshman and learning as we go too. So, you know, they're gonna gain a lot of confidence. Those scores are gonna go down. They're gonna get more consistent, and I'm looking forward to it. To seeing how much they can improve over the course of the year.
Lawson on Wednesday next week, Coach. Is that an 18-hole event?
Yeah, that's the Lawson tournament. We'll be down there with a bunch of schools. 18 holes start off at 9 o'clock, and then on Thursday we'll be over at Gallatin for that quad there.
Especially when you're learning on how to kind of deal with stuff. You know, as you said, you got a couple of girls that are just kind of picking up the sport. There's a big difference between a 9-hole day and an 18-hole day, isn't there?
There is. It's a grind, you know. And, you know, some of these girls have never even played. I mean, like yesterday, Tuesday was the first time that they'd played 9 holes, you know, competitively. And, you know, 18's a whole different beast. So it'll be a grind physically. It'll be a grind mentally. But they're having a lot of fun. They're enjoying it. So it's just been great to watch. And the attitudes are awesome. I love working with this group.
Yeah, fun group. Where are you going to on Thursday for that quadrangular, Coach?
That's over at Gallatin.
Outstanding. Trenton, Gallatin, Lawson, and Penny in that one. Appreciate the time, Coach. See you at the football game tonight. Have a great weekend.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Tom.